you, everybody, for joining us for our third teleconference. This is Denise Abbott of PR Department from the CBR. And today with us, we have J.B. Mooney here to talk to us about his upcoming ride with Bushwhacker at the Santa Barbara event. We will have Justin Falisco moderating for us this afternoon. So I'm going to turn it over to him, and he will manage the call. Justin?
Thanks, Denise. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for today's press conference to talk about the Fiesta Stock Horse Show and Rodeo, where J.B. Mooney will take on Bushwhacker in a $25,000 bonus matchup this Thursday night. The Touring Pro Division event will take place from Santa Barbara, and it begins at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and it will be available online through our live streaming product, PBR Live, and you can access that on PBR.com. This is going to be the 13th meeting between the two PBR champions. Last year, as I'm sure all of you remember, J.B. ended Bushwhacker's Built for Tough Series record buck-off streak by riding him for 95.25 points in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Since that meeting, they have met three other times, with Bushwhacker besting J.B. on each occasion. Earlier this year in Oklahoma City, J.B. lasted 1.13 seconds on the Champion Bowl. Some perspective for everyone. Bushwhacker is a perfect 8-0 in the first half of the Built for Tough Series this year. And just this summer, he bucked off J.W. Harris and 2004 world champion Mike Lee. Mike lasted a season-best 5 seconds on Bushwhacker just a week and a half ago in Salinas, California, and it was the longest any rider has lasted since J.B. rode Bushwhacker in Tulsa. So to kind of kick things off, I just wanted to let J.B. kind of how he's feeling so far this summer. I know he competed at the Calgary Stampede, and just kind of some of his thoughts about taking on Bushwhacker once again.
I feel pretty good right now. We're ready to go. I'm ready to get on him again, and hopefully it goes my way again.
And what have you? What do you try to do, JB, this time around? You faced him so many times. Have you learned anything from those past occasions, or do you have to kind of start this off as a blank slate?
I won't try to look at him like I've never been on him before, and just when I tie my hand in there, make sure it's there for 8 seconds. And thing about him, you just got to be a little smarter than him.
And as part of today's press conference, the PBR has invited some fans to submit questions on Twitter. We are happy to welcome Janine Lighting from Ackworth, Iowa, and Denise Langston from Jacksonville, Florida. Janine, why don't you go ahead and ask JB your question for us?
Okay. JB, do you think Bushwhacker has learned any new tricks since you rode him?
I don't know if he has or not. I watched the deal when Mike Lee got on him week before last, and that's what Keith asked me the other day. He said, did he look any different? And now he looks like the same old Bushwhacker. He's just smart. He's real smart and strong. So what he did with Mike is he kind of set him up, got him reared back, and when he felt him get reared back, he just jerked him into his hand and went away from him. And that's the hard part about him. He's so big and strong, and he's smart, too. That's a bad combination when you're trying to rob him.
And Denise, what would you like to ask JB?
Are there any extra steps you take in your preparation when you ride a bull like Bushwhacker?
I don't. I look at every bull the same, whether I'm getting on in the practice pen or whether it's at the World Finals or if I'm getting on Bushwhacker, I try to keep it simple. As long as you do all the basic steps that you're supposed to do on a bull every single time, then you should ride them. So he's no different than any other bull. He's just a little better than the rest of them, and it's still got to ride him the same way.
Thank you.
All right, let's now turn things over to some of our media members on today's call. Butch Thurman, I believe you have another meeting to get to, so let's start things off with you.
All right, thank you, JB. Good to talk to you again. Let's get stay on the theme of preparation. How do videos play in your preparation? Do you ever get to where you're watching some videos of? Say like your historic ride that you had about a year ago.
I don't watch any of them. Once I go to, like, if I go to an event and when I get home, I'll watch it. And as soon as I get done watching, I delete it. The past is in the past, and all you can do is wait for tomorrow. So, yeah, I watched when Mike got on him, but I really didn't think I wasn't watching how he was bucking or anything like that. I just want to see how Mike done on him, and I don't really have a game plan ever when I show up to a bull riding, except for one thing, and that's to stay home.
Talk about counter moves. They talk a lot about reaction when you're riding a bull. Do you have any plans on bushwhacker since you've been on him so many times?
Well, once you get to this level on these, especially a bull like bushwhacker, when you nod your head, it's got to be automatic. If you've got to think about it, you're getting up off the ground because he's done slammed you. So once you show up to get on him, you better have all your ducks in a row and ready to go. And it's got to be all reaction, just bam, bam, bam. You can't think about anything. And the way I'm going to go at it, I'm going to put my hand in there, slide around, nod, and I'm not going to turn loose until I hear the whistle blow.
You feeling fresh? How's the body?
I feel good. Went to Calgary. Did okay up there, not too awful bad, and felt good. Nothing was real sore, and ready to go.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, let's now turn things over to Humps and Horns Magazine and Jamie Shrum.
Thank you so much, JB. It's great to talk with you again. When you covered Bushwhacker last year, I remember we quoted you in our publication as, you know, that you had discussed with Lexi beforehand that if you made it to that championship round, you were going to choose the big red bull. So do you find it any different? Is there a difference between you choosing him and deciding, you know, at an event to choose him and a predetermined matchup?
It's the same difference. Before we even left to go to Tulsa, I told her, I said, he was going to be there and he'd be in the short round. And I already had him on my mind. And they called me a while back and asked me to do this deal. And I said, yeah, because $25,000 bounty. Many times as he served me off, you know, I might as well. I've got on him for a lot less considering he's served me off 12 out of the, or 11 out of the 12 times. So, it's no different. I'm ready to get on him. I'd get on him today if he was standing here.
Right. Well, that's great. And also, one other question. Julio has decided to retire Bushwhacker after this season, and since you've been on him multiple times, you're a perfect candidate to ask. Does it seem to you that he's still on top of his game, or do you think he's getting past his prime?
I'd say he's still on top of his game. He don't quite leap as high as he used to, but he bulls that last real long like him are bulls that are smart. He doesn't have to, as you can tell, the first half of this season, he don't have to use all his power to throw him off. He just uses his brains. And, you can tell, like, when the first time I got on him, he jumped, you know, 5 foot off the ground. He still will get that high, only if he has to. He's kind of a bull that only puts out as much effort as he needs to, and usually it don't take a whole lot of effort from him. So, then retiring him at the end of this year, I think it's a good idea because, you know, I've always said when I retire, I want to go out on top. I don't want to be one that hung around and wore out my welcome and couldn't ride them two or three jumps. And so I figure you retire him on top, he'll stay that way, and that's how everybody remembers.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jamie. Let's now turn things over to Ned Pepper Stewart of Texas Ranch and Rodeo Weekly.
Hello, JB, this is Ned Pepper here with you.
How's it going?
Oh, going pretty good. So you feeling pretty good where you're sitting at right now in the standings going into the matchup?
I'm not feeling good at all about where I'm sitting in the standings. I don't really pay attention to it a whole lot. That's what everybody asks, and I don't even know where I'm sitting right now. But it don't matter. It matters when that last bull bucks in Vegas is how them points stack up. So that's usually when I worry about it. When you get to the finals and it comes down to that last bull, you kind of worry about where you're sitting in.
Yeah, everybody else pretty much got the questions I was looking at there as far as your preparation and your plan. You don't have any big game plan set up for this matchup other than just slide and nod.
That's it. I've got over the years, I figured out if I try to set a game plan or set a trap for a bull, I usually get caught in it. So I just try to go with clear mind and act like I've never seen him before. It's just another bull to get on.
That sounds like a plan. I'll tell you what, I appreciate it, JB, and we'll be looking forward to watching this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Ned. Let's give the floor to Shannon Solo of Sirius XM Rural Radio's Western Sports Roundup.
Hey, JB. Let's say you ride Bushwhacker this go-around, and he comes up at the finals. Would you rather ride him now and be the last person to perhaps ride him, or have another shot at the finals as well?
I'd like to ride him now, and, you know, this finals is going to be the last time they buck him. I'd like to get on him there, too. That'd be pretty cool to be the last one to ever get on him. And, you know, hopefully ride him the last time they buck him. But, you know, I'd like to ride him Thursday and at the finals. It wouldn't bother me none. It really don't matter when I get on him.
Okay, well, good luck, JP. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Jason Hetland with the Rodeo Roundup.
Hey, JB, good to talk to you again. But, you know, you talk about, and Lexi was brought up in your preparation and everything else, and there's been so many storylines about how you have changed the bull rider since meeting Lexi. But what a lot of people may not know is you kind of have a every-time deal that you do to Lexi before you ride a bucking bull. And that's kind of look up at her and give her a wink and a smile. And tell us about the inspiration you draw from having Lexi in your life now and how you think that might help you here coming up against Bushwhacker.
Well, you know, before, you know, it was all me. I crawled in that bucking shoot, it was just me. You know, if I got thrown off, it didn't affect anybody but JB. If, you know, I was broke and didn't win, JB didn't eat. So, you know, it's changed a little bit now. We're kind of like a team, I guess you could say. And she's always right there. She puts her barrel racing on hold for me during the first of the year and at the end of the year and stuff to go to bull ridings. And during the summer, that's why I don't go to very many challengers. During the summer, I made a deal with her that, you know, we'd go to the Gulf War Tufts, and then when we took a break, we'd go to the rodeo. So she could run barrels and go to barrel racings. And this don't bother me because it gets me away from the bull riding. It gets me my mind off of it, and I don't think about it as much. And that way, when I come back, you know, You sit at home, you go for 2 or 3 months straight, you kind of get wore down, beat up, tired of traveling. You sit at home for a month, 2 months, you're ready to go. I mean, you're craving it, you're ready to go. And when you're craving it like that, that's when it seems like it's clicking. You know, you really want to do it. And, you know, I look up there at her before I get on them bulls, she just smiles at me and kind of waves and, you know, it's a team. She's always there. No matter what I do, good or bad, she's always there to support me. And if I do bad, she'll pick me up and she, you know, helps me. You know, boost my confidence. She'll say, you know, hey, that's always next time. You know, it ain't. I was the one that was real bad, hard on myself about when I get thrown off. And I still am to a certain extent, but I get over it a lot faster now.
You know, and we talk about Bushwhacker having his last buck out at the PBR World Finals, even if you're not the one to get on him. Tell him what that's going to mean personally to you and to the sport of professional bull riding to see that buck and bull go out like that on a stage at the World Finals.
Oh, you know, it'll be great. For me, I'll be happy as can be because I won't ever have to get on it again. But, you know, and hopefully I'll won't be riding a whole long time before all the Bushwhacker babies come around, because that'll be a day when they all show up. But, you know, a bull like him, as many times I've been on him, it was fun. It's still fun to get on him. And my mentality, he was a perfect fit for me. Everybody thought he couldn't be rode, and I was going to get on him until I rode him. And when I finally did, I was like, okay, that's it. Well, then the next week I picked him again, so I guess the stubbornness come out a little bit, but, you know, I like to prove to myself more than anything that I can ride any bull out there. And I'd be able to, it'd be great to get on him at the finals his last time they buck him, but, you know, if I'm not the one, it would still be cool to watch him go for the last time.
Oh, outstanding. And, you know, from all of us right here at the Rodeo Roundup, I want to wish you the best of luck for another 95-plus score. And once you get done with him and get back to with Lexi before the second season starts, you got a whole lot of Pinterest stuff to do, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
All right, and if there's one member of this call that I'm sure still has plenty of questions for JB, it's longtime PBR writer Keith Ryan Cartwright. Keith, let's go ahead and turn things over to you.
All right. JB, there's a lot of buildup about every time Bushwhackers bucking, but I have to wonder, is there anything that could maybe tamper with that legacy of Bushwhacker if you were to ride him at a touring pro event? It'll be great for any bull rider to ride him at whatever event it is, but for his legacy, is that a glitch in the legacy?
I don't think it is, because Dunbar can be more built for Tufts than this year. And usually what happens, like when I rode him at Tulsa, when they brought him back and bucked him again, he fired even harder than he did before. It kind of pisses him off. The farther you ride him, it kind of makes him mad. He's like a bull rider in a sense, you know. If you ride one one jump, you feel pretty bad, but if you ride 179 and don't make the whistle, you feel real bad. Pisses you off. You want to try even harder the next time. So, you know, riding him there, I don't believe it will, because he'll still get to go with him, Bill Ford Tufts, and I doubt everybody's going to ride him the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. You know, and along those lines, speaking of legacy, I mean, obviously, you're not the storyteller, but anybody would be remiss to talk about Bushwhacker without talking about you. Do you feel as though Bushwhacker is as equal a part of your career as you are his?
Oh, yeah. You know, that helped me out last year when I rode him. That when you ride a bull, well, pretty much the best bull going since I've been in the PBR I've ever seen in person. When you ride him, that your confidence can't get any higher. I mean, and I've been trying for so long to ride him and then eventually get a finish, you know, and ride him. And, you know, there wasn't no better feeling. Boy, I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof when I jumped off of there. You could have run 10 more bulls under me and I'd have swore up down on them to shoot me off. But that's the PBR, you know, being able to pick your own bull in a short round, I could get on him as many times as I wanted to. And just by luck, I drew him in a lot of other places, too. But, you know, it gives me the chance, you know, I guess you could see me mature. And then when I got all my ducks in a row, I finally rode him. So, you know, it worked out perfect. Couldn't have worked out any better.
Mm-hmm. Can you referenced the best bull since you've been around. You're a guy who, whether people know it or not, you know, watches a lot of old videos, and I know you don't watch yours back per se as much or live with them, but you watch a lot of the classics. Can you compare this bull to any other bull in history, or is he really truly in a category and a league all of his own?
He's all in his own, I believe. You know, Bodacious kind of had the power like that, would jerk a person down kind of like he does. But if you ever seen him riding, he just kind of, most of the time, he just dumped and kicked in a big circle. It was just the power that got everybody on him. The thing about Bushwhacker, he's not only got the power, he's got the speed, too, because if anybody ever makes it to this, when he does turn back, he's wide open when he hits. When he finds him a spot and he thinks he needs to do it, you know, he's 90 miles an hour. It ain't all about the power. Here lately, the first this year, it has been, because he's been setting everybody up, just jerking them in their hands and throwing them off. But he's the type of bull, when you go to riding him, he's going to try to figure out how to throw you off. And whereas most other bulls I've ever seen from, you know, when the PBR started, most time you ride a bull, they're going to eventually slow down and start becoming a good bull, especially ones that get older. But him, he's, you know, he hasn't slowed down hardly at all.
Right. And one last question, and I apologize for diverting from the main topic, but Wednesday we'll be commemorating 25 years since the death of Lane Frost. Any lasting memory when you hear that name?
You know, I always watched, you know, from for as long as I remember, I watched Lane Frost Bull Talk, the DVD bull riding school we did, and I'd watch all the rides over and over and over through it, and I still do today. and I was down. I was going through a slump, and good old Cody Lambert, he don't give out very many compliments a whole lot. You know, he kind of keeps to himself. Well, I was sitting in the locker room, and I was pretty beat up. I was mad at myself and was beating up on myself pretty bad. And he come in there and sat down and was talking to me, and he told me right before he got up, he said, man, he said, the way you ride, the way you're built, the moves you make on bulls, he said, you remind me just like Lane Cross. When I watch you ride, I think of him every single time. And then I didn't know what to say to him. He just kind of nodded his head and walked on out. You know, that was the biggest, one of the biggest compliments I'd ever got. And, so, you know, it does mean a lot. I know Clyde and Elsie. I've met them quite a few times, and, it's pretty cool. You know, when Lambert told me that, there wasn't no better feeling.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Keith. Now, I think we had some other people, beep into our conference call. Who else is on the line that may not have spoke yet?
Barbara Pinella of Humps and Horns.
All right, Barbara, go ahead and ask JB your questions.
Hi, JB, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, you answered one of them. You do feel that he is the best that you've seen and ridden, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're having a lot of bulls retiring. Can you think of anyone who, not necessarily might take his place, but who's an up-and-comer for next season, do you feel?
I have no idea. You're asking the wrong person about that. I don't pay attention to a whole lot of the bulls. Half the time when I get there, I'll have to ask. If there's not a bushwhacker or asteroid or something like that in the short round, I'll have to ask them, hey, what's this bull? And I've gotten bad the older I've got. I don't remember them bulls quite as good as I used to. When I was younger, I could tell you whatever bull was that was going, but now, you know, since the draft's only in the short round, I really don't pay attention to a whole lot of them long rounds.
Okay, so nothing that you've sat on, obviously, has logged you yet?
Not quite.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you. Maybe I'll see you up in Santa Barbara. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, is there anyone else on the call that maybe joined us late? All right, I'm assuming Rick Rosen from Vegas Rip Radio cannot make it today, but he did send in a question for you, JB, that he wanted to ask you. Do you think that Bushwhacker knows it's you when you're climbing on him in the chutes?
I don't know if he does or not. I don't think so. You know, I mean, he's smart enough. He probably, I don't know. The way I look at it is I act like he's a bull I've never seen, so there's no telling. You know, every time I've watched him, he walks in the chute, he stands the same way no matter who's getting on him. And when the gate opens, there's no telling what he's going to do. So I don't think it does. He just bucks because he likes bucking.
And we've heard Cody Lambert, Julio Moreno, and some others say that Bushwhacker needs to be tested this year in the summer. We haven't really seen a rider really give him that long chance of that five-second mark until Mike. Does that give you an advantage, maybe knowing that Bushwhacker hasn't maybe been to that 7-second mark or that 6-second mark?
You know, the way I figured, Mike rode him, got on him last week or whatnot, and, you know, rode him 5 seconds, so I figured lucky JV will get on him, and he'll be mad about that, so he's going to buck a little harder. It don't really bother me whether they rode him 1 jump or 7 jumps. It don't bother me. I don't care.
And you mentioned earlier on the call just how last year when you rode Bushwhacker, your confidence couldn't get any higher. To ride him again this year, how can that propel you once we kick things off at the second half of the Built for Tough series?
You know, riding him again, that's there again. Like last year, he was rankest bull going. This year, he's still the rankest bull going. And, you know, you ride him again, anytime you ride him, it's going to boost your confidence. And that's a wave you can ride for a long time right there.
Perfect, JB. Anyone else have any final questions for JB before I turn this back over to Denise?
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I really appreciate you giving us your time. As we head into the second half of the season, we are considering doing these on a weekly basis as the stories start to develop toward the World Finals.